Can't believe it, don't want to believe it, and can't be true. Amen. Amen. That's what you call the truth overcoming falsehood. The response of the disciples early when Jesus rose from the dead was, that's impossible. I can't see how it can happen. Some of the words that you might have heard Bob read there, they did not believe. They were bewildered. In the Living Bible, the response of the women heading for the disciples, they ran to tell the men, but the story seemed like a fairy tale to the men. They didn't believe it. And ever since then, men were hesitant to believe women, much to their downfall. So the surprise of Jesus rising from the dead, there he was. And the disciples were not anticipating it at all. No faith, no anticipation, nothing going on in their soul that would suggest, oh, you know, we really expect this to happen. We think God's going to really come through for us. It was none of that. So if you have no faith, no expectation, I don't know, I don't think God's going to come through for me. Watch for the risen Christ walk out of the grave physically after being dead for a number of days. Thomas, who would be a disciple later, would say, I will not believe. I need physical evidence. Unless I touch where Jesus was killed, I'm not buying it. So I mentioned that Thomas was taking the John McEnroe imitation there. You cannot be serious about this news here. And so a major theme from the early days of Jesus rising from the dead is total surprise and shock. And it's hard to deal with death, so sometimes we can't even see the good news when the good news comes. Steve Brown tells a story about riding on an airplane. He's a pastor, and the person next to him died in mid-flight. It was a very tragic experience for her family, for everybody on the plane. You know, they felt so terrible. They were going to land, give the news to the family. And Steve Brown, being a pastor, you know, he was shocked by the whole thing. He went to the stewardess and said, you know, I can give some comfort to anybody who is in need or have prayer with people or however you would like me to help. Just wanted to let you know I'm available to help. And the stewardess was very nice. She said, thank you very much, Pastor, for your offer, but we're going to give everybody free alcohol. And, you know, the human heart, what it does when faced with death, I got to stop the pain somewhere. And if it's not something in creation, might it be our Savior walking out of the tomb? Would it be a surprise to you today and to meet you where you're at? And there's a story about a world-famous chef who went to an inn to live anonymously and quietly. He was a very wealthy man because of his great cooking. And he just wanted to be in the inn and serve as a waiter and help the people there. And so he did that and heard that the people in the village once a year would throw a big feast. And he wanted to help with the feast. And he noticed people in the village had a tough life, a lot of problems, a lot of heartache, did not always get along with each other. They came together at this feast and kind of tolerated each other. Something might that you might do with some of the friends and in-laws you get together with. But they get together, and the chef, unbeknownst to everybody, gets to help. And he cooks this meal like they have never tasted. I mean, everything is delicious. And they begin to eat and make comments. And they begin to open up to gratitude toward God who provides everything and to one another. And start to appreciate one another and just the daily provision of life with each other, life with God. And you know, that's what Jesus does when he rises from the dead, often unbeknownst to us. No faith, no courage, no heart, just toughing it through life. He walks out of the grave physically, and he says, you can too. And he says, to take care of the sin problems that we have. Our biggest problem is sin. He offers to take the sorrows and difficulties we have in our life on himself. And he's the only one who can take us away from the path to hell, on to himself and on to heaven forever. He's the only one. And this morning, I challenge you and ask you, You know, the disciples without Christ, there they were, hidden, surviving, afraid, or just going to tough it out for the next time. When they met the risen Christ, you see the difference? Alive, full of energy, full of obedience. Their only appropriate response to the risen King of Kings was to follow Him 100%. That was the only sane response they had. They could have walked away and still commiserated in their problems, but they decided to face the truth of the risen Lord. You might be a surprising conversion today in the plan of God. Just one more story. Arnold Wilson, who's a British writer, kind of like an equivalent of Dan Rather in our neck of the woods. Arnold Wilson was a self-proclaimed atheist for years, very educated man. He turns in the middle of his life toward Christ, the risen King. And he writes about his conversion this way: "No one was more surprised than me when I turned to Christ. I didn't expect this of myself. I saw Christians around me. They seemed to understand about life and death and eternity. And I wanted in on that if it was true. So you might say, Jesus showed up in my life, just like He showed up in the apostles' life." So for you and I this morning, just give you an invitation. When the choir sings, listen to the good news. Let Jesus appear to you in your soul and hear Him saying to you, I'm risen from the dead, and you can live forever also with me. And give Him your heart. Give Him your life today. Those 11 simple guys did that, and others after them. And you could be one of the followers and believers in the Lord today. Would you do that? Because He'd make an appeal to you. He'd show up for you personally, no matter where you are with Him. Let's close in prayer, if you would. Lord, I ask that our hearts would be open to You, and pray for each dear person here. You love them. You know them. And ask, Lord, that anybody who's not been introduced to You, that You just introduce Yourself to them as the One who was dead but now is alive forevermore. And then they would know You. And to know You is to love You. To love You is to follow You. And it might each have the attitude, boy, I never thought it would happen to me, but Jesus showed up in my life. Hear the prayer of anybody who would pray this from the heart. Each person in the pew, if you've never received and wanted to follow Christ, just hear this prayer. Pray it throughout the service, if you would, and even now. Lord, I turn to You. I turn from sin, and I want to follow You with Your help. He is the risen Savior who's given His life for our sin. Bless each one, Lord. Thank You for the choir who sings. In Your name we pray. Amen. After the service, I want to greet the choir, please. Bob Hazahosky and myself will have some New Testaments. Great place to start to learn to follow the Lord. Many people have done that. You know, when you say, well, yeah, Jesus is... He's got to be number one for my soul. And how do I follow Him? Get in the book, and He'll tell you what to do there.